Over the next few days, I adjust to small town life, where everyone knows your name and what you did or will be doing. Coming back home to teach third grade makes me proud, just because when I left here, I said I would get my degree. But coming back here hadn't really been in the plans. Neither was working 3 part-time jobs to pay the rent for my hole-in-the-wall apartment because I couldn't get a full-time teaching position in the city, only sup work. So when my parents told me that the local elementary school was hiring a third-grade teacher, I had sucked it up and sent my resume for the position, never dreaming I'd get a call back. But I did, and they hired me on the spot. I turned in all my notices and gave my landlord notice. Packing up everything I owned in a couple of boxes and a few suitcases was the saddest part. I'd left home with more than I was going back with, except for scars I had gained. A lot of those are from poor choices in men. You can't see them, but they're there, buried right under the skin, always itching when I get too close to someone. I use them to gauge people. Christy is picking me up in about an hour to go shopping, and I can't wait to pick her brain. She has always weaseled her way out of talking about Tommy, but since I've been back, I think he eats more meals at my parents' house than anywhere else. Sitting on the porch swing, I look around. This place will never change. There are a few more houses back here now, but they all belong to the family. Dwayne has his. Tommy, Christy, and Joshua have theirs back here. The only one missing is me, and I don't see me ever needing one of the big old farmhouses. It's like time kept marching forward for them all. Everyone is married now, starting families. Tommy, Joshua, and I are now the odd ones out, but at least they have houses. A car horn shakes me out of my thoughts, and I look to find my best friend since birth smiling through the driver's side window. Hey, Goof, did someone forget to tell you it was winter? Get your ass in the car before you freeze it off. Nice to see you this morning, too, Christy. You sure you're allowed to go shopping with that thing getting so big in there? I ask, as I point at her stomach. She's about 2 months away from being due, and it just seems odd that my shy little friend is the one pregnant out of the two of us. Don't get me wrong, I have no desire to have children, but she was so shy in school. I don't even remember her talking to a guy. She was more interested in helping me become her sister-in-law. I guess none of our plans worked out like we thought in the end. What had you thinking so hard on the porch? Are you thinking about taking your land and building your house now? We could still plot to make you my sister-in-law, Nick. Christy, I would never wish myself on Tommy now. You know my baggage. And no, I'm not interested in building a house out here. After a couple of months, I want to find a place to rent. I love my parents, but I've learned that I don't follow rules so well. Since you're so chatty this morning, you can answer a few questions for me. Why didn't Tommy ever settle down like the rest of y'all and get married? How come he decided to build a house already without a wife or kids? Don't waste any time jumping back into the Tommy pool on my account, bestie. Tommy was full steam ahead right after you left for school, but no one ever stopped to ask why. So honestly, I don't know why he was in a hurry to build the house. As far as the wife and kid thing, you'll have to ask him. He swears he has reasons for everything, and eventually, we just quit asking. One thing I can tell you is, he always wanted to know when I had talked to you and how you were doing. Lying to my brother was one of the worst things you have ever asked me to do, Nicole. Girl, I never knew he was asking on a regular basis or I wouldn't have told you. That way, there would have been no lying on your part. My past mistakes will always dictate my future, Christy, and I have no clue how to deal with that other than staying single. As much as I would love to be your sister-in-law and for us to be related, please get it out of your head. Put yourself in Tommy's place for a few minutes. Now, think about what you know and imagine what you don't know. What would he do other than look at me like I was a freak? Nick, you give that past dick more power than he deserves. I'll tell you what Tommy would do. He'd drive to the city and whip his ass, for one. And two, he would pamper you for the rest of your life.